Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 28th of June. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low 981, expected 100 miles northeast of southeast Iceland 984 by 1800 Saturday. High Biscay 1026, slow moving, intensifying 1027 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cira, southerly veering southwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Viking. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Cira, southerly veering westerly 3 to 5, showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, southwest veering west later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in forties. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, west or southwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Dover. Fog patches developing in Plymouth and later elsewhere. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Plymouth and later elsewhere. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally poor in north. Trafalgar, easterly 5 to 7 in far southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fog patches later in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in east. South Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 at first in west, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North Fitzroy, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest Rockall. Decreasing 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic becoming westerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, southwest 5, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1007, now falling. Stornoway, southwest 5, 24 miles, 1002, rising. Lerwick, south 4, rain, 100 metres, 1000, falling. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, 22 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south 4, recent rain, 9 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lucas, west southwest 5, recent precipitation, 22 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest 4, 35 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 1014, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 5 miles, 1022. Greenwich light vessel automatic, west southwest 5, 200 meters, 1024. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west by south 4, 1023, rising slowly. Jersey southwest by south 2, 32 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by south 4, 2 miles, 1024. Scilly automatic, southwest 4, mist, 1.5 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southwest 4, fog, 100 meters, 1020, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 5, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valley, south-southwest 6, recent drizzle, 1300 metres, 1016, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 5, 6 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Valencia, southwest by south 4, recent rain, 1 mile, 1016, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1009, rising. Macrahanish automatic, southwest by south 3, 30 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday. The general situation, the strong southwesterly flow across northern and western waters will continue through Saturday with gale force gusts in the far north. Elsewhere, the winds will generally be moderate or fresh, with fog patches forming along southern and western coastlines. As high pressure builds through Saturday, winds will tend to ease for all areas into Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in north. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 4 to 6, rain for a time in south, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest veering west for a time, 3 to 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bille, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally at first in east. Fog patches developing later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Selsey-Bille to Lyme Regis, southwest veering west later 3 to 5, fog patches developing later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in north, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to Mull of Galloway, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable mainly west 2 or 3 later. Fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, except in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Carloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly westerly in north, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in north. Mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in north. Showers, mainly in north, good. Shetland Isles, southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later. Showers, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Well, next Friday marks a whole centenary of the Shipping Forecast on BBC Radio, and there are lots of programmes to mark the occasion available now on BBC Sounds. There's a programme about the history of the Beaufort Scale and an episode of Soul Music about sailing by, which you can hear tomorrow morning at 10:30 here on Radio 4. Search for the Shipping Forecast to discover the programme pages on BBC Sounds. But now it's coming up towards 1 o'clock. That's almost it from BBC Radio 4 for another day. Our colleagues at the BBC World Service will provide you with a roundup of global financial news in business matters in a couple of minutes. And about to get underway on 4 Extra, there's a drama from 1960 involving a deadly feud in the world of TV. Only one man for the part. Radio 4's back at 5:30 in the morning. So until tomorrow, this is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. No star. Good night.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The foreign ministers of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have agreed to a ceasefire in Congo's restive eastern region. It's being seen as a first step towards ending a 30-year conflict. The agreement, brokered by the US and Qatar, comes after the M23 rebels seized swathes of eastern Congo. Both countries also committed to integrating rebel groups into government forces. US President Trump, who hosted the ministers in the White House Oval Office, called it a historic agreement, beginning a new chapter of hope. Myeni Jones reports.
During a press conference, Mr. Trump signed letters to the presidents of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda, inviting them both to Washington in July to finalise the agreement. The neighbouring countries have agreed to a ceasefire in the DRC's restive eastern region. They also committed to integrating rebel groups into government forces and to facilitating the return of those displaced by the conflict. However, it's not clear how the US plans to get the dozens of militias active in eastern DRC to adhere to the deal.
President Trump has said he's breaking off trade negotiations with Canada immediately. He blamed the collapse of talks on Canada's digital service tax, which targets big tech companies. He said he would announce new tariffs on Canadian exports. John Donison in Washington has more details.
There's around about $750 billion of trade every year between the two countries in each direction. And it's going to cause a lot of concern for businesses and consumers, because when these tariffs come into effect, if they do, that is obviously going to lead to prices going up. Now, in terms of what the Canadians have said, well, the Prime Minister Mark Carney said the discussions are ongoing and we will continue to try and reach an agreement. So from his point of view, it seems like negotiations haven't stopped. That's not what the Americans are saying.
US stocks have surged to record